علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 201st sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses about certain aspects of society and how to recognize, analyze, and form societies. And basically, in that he discusses about the importance of regulating what we like, what we dislike, because what we like and dislike will determine which community we truly belong to. And this is something serious we need to work on and we need to focus well. Another thing that is of importance that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions is that we need to, as societies, we need to follow a clear path. The leader of a society needs to identify that clear path for his people, needs to clarify that clear path, because there's a chance that if they do not follow that clear path, then they will not achieve their aims. Of course, they will never. They will not be able to achieve their destination. They will not be able to achieve progress. There'll be a state of stagnation, there'll be a state of death rather, in terms of progress of that community and that system.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that in Nahjul Balagha, he mentions the fact that we need to follow a tariq al-wadih, a clear path, and that will make you reach water. Water basically means there'll be progress, there'll be true life from that. But otherwise, if you do not follow that, then you'll end up in the desert, right? And I give you some examples, you know, in different economic issues and policies that we make. But as a leader, as a manager, a person needs to be really careful as to where he's driving his community, in which direction he is taking his community. Is he taking this caravan towards a blissful place where there is water, where there is freshness, where there is life? Or is he taking this community to a dark place, a desert that has no water, a dead end that cannot help, cannot lead to any progress? Where is it taking this community? As leaders, we have to be careful. As managers, we need to be careful. Unfortunately, many people many managers, many people in leadership positions, they sometimes have personal aims for taking up leadership positions. They do not have that wide scope to see that, look, I have taken a responsibility now to take this caravan to a good direction, a direction where they will become happy, they will enjoy true life, they will experience a higher form of life where they will thrive in a proper way. Now, how can a person leader, how can a leader or a manager assure that he's taking his people to the right direction? He can be sure when he knows the path he has chosen is clear. It's not vague, it's not ambiguous. And the only way this path will become clear, not vague and not ambiguous, is when it is based and rooted in firm principles. It is based on firm understanding, on intellectual basis, on intellectual grounds, based on the Sharia, based on the grounds of wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, strong and firm communication from the prophets of God alayhim salam and salawatullahi alayhim ajma'in wa ala nabiyyina alayhi salam wa ala alihi wa sallam. So when we know this, when we realize the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends clear guidance from the through the prophets and through the imams, then that is the easiest and the most clear path to follow, which will make a person reach his destination. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin
wa ali Muhammad. Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
Now, so we noticed when we say that a leader needs to be very careful as to why he's taking this leadership position. If he takes it as a responsibility, then he will also identify the path. He will identify clear sources to be able to recognize the direction he needs to take this society or this group or this, for example, institute. He will base it on some firm grounds. But if a person is after that position only because he's looking at it as a prey, you know, some people, they look at it as a bounty. They feel that, you know, oh, this position, if I come, that means I will achieve a lot through this materially. That means I'll get a lot of money, I'll form a lot of relationships, my business will thrive, I will enjoy good relationships with others, and I'll be able to, you know, achieve some of my material dreams that I had in life. I'll be able to satisfy that greed for and hunger for power and authority. If this is why this person is wanting leadership and management, then that person will never be able to find the right path, a clear path, the tariq, al-tariq al-wadih, to guide this group of people, that clear path to guide them. Because his concern is not the people at all. His concern is not the progress of the people. His concern is his private and personal material growth, that even. Not even his spiritual growth. His private and personal material progress. And this is a danger. And that is why it is very important for people who take up these positions to have in front of them the important principle of piety. You know, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will accept this position of yours, He'll accept these efforts of yours if you are pious. And piety, if it's there, then even the thoughts become clear, the actions become clear, and the direction that you take and take the society with you will be a clear and good path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه